Heat illness is any illness primarily caused by prolonged exposure to excessive heat waves. There are different types of heat illnesses, and one of them is heat fatigue. This one occurs in people who aren't used to working in a hot environment. Symptoms include reduced performance at tasks. And affected people need to acclimate to the hot environment in training on ways to work safely in a hot environment. Heat exhaustion is caused by the person failing to drink enough water to replace fluids lost to sweat when working in a hot environment. Symptoms include cold, clammy skin, fatigue, nausea, headache, giddiness, and low concentrated urine output. The treatment for this requires moving the victim to a cool area for rest and replacing fluids. Heat cramps are muscle cramps during or after work in a hot environment. They occur because of excess body salts lost during sweating. Treatment involves replacing body salts by drinking fluids such as sport drinks. Heat syncope affects individuals who aren't used to a hot work environment and who have been standing for a long period of time. The affected person faints because blood flows more to the arms and legs and less to the brain, and the affected person needs to lie down in a cool area. Heat rash is also called prickly heat. It occurs when sweat glands become clogged, leading to inflammation and prickly blisters on the skin. Treatment include cold compresses, cool showers, cooling lotion, and during treatment, affected people must keep their skin dry and avoid heat. Heat stroke occurs when a person's thermal regulatory system fails. Symptoms include a lack of sweating, hot and dry skin, fever and mental confusion, and victims need to be cooled immediately or loss of consciousness, convulsion or coma or even death can result. Sunstroke is a type of heat stroke caused by too much sun exposure. And heat hyperpyrexia is a mild form of heat stroke with lesser symptoms. What are the key controls for reducing heat stress and thermal injuries? First, control the source by keeping heat sources away from occupied areas when possible. Modify the environment through ventilation, shielding barriers, and air conditioning. Adjust activities by making the work easier, limiting time spent in hot environments, and requiring periodic rest breaks. And provide protective equipment such as water-cooled and air-cooled clothing, and develop a training program to help workers acclimatize to hot environments and learn safe work habits.